For half a million years, bison have roamed North America. Ancient bison were much larger than their modern descendants. One ancient species, known as the bison latifrons, had a tip-to-tip horn span of 7 feet, compared to the modern bisons of 2 feet. Their body is estimated to have weighed 25 to 50% greater, but over time, climate changes reduced their size to the smaller species we know today. Bison were an integral part of Plains Indians' life. Each tribe showed them honor and respect with dances and rituals. Many tribes believe the bison were given to the people for food. They also provided the people with a wealth of different raw materials other than meat. Horns were fashioned into spoons or scoops. The extra thick hide on top of the head became a bowl. The heart was used as a sack to carry dried meat, and even the stomach could be used as a cooking vessel. The furry hide would be tanned and made into teepees, blankets, parfleches, and moccasins. For this reason, the bison formed the basis of the economy for a number of American Indian nations. The U.S. government called for the slaughter of many bison during the Plains Indian Wars in an effort to destroy tribal power. By the 1890s, fewer than 1,000 of these animals remained on the continent. During the late 19th century, conservation efforts tried crossbreeding bison with domestic cattle in hopes farmers could create livestock with the most favorable characteristics of each species. Historically, plains bison roamed over large landscapes, grazed with varying intensity, created mini wetlands and wallows, and provided carcasses to scavengers and nutrients for plants. Cattle-bred bison simply didn't fulfill these ecological functions. In recent years, there have been efforts to establish wild herds of genetically pure bison that eventually will be large enough to reclaim key prairie ecosystem roles. One such herd is at the Crane Trust just off I-80 near Alda, Nebraska.